expressed, and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of ParaX, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Paranormal Field. The Paranormal Field.
The Paranormal View. The Paranormal View on the ParaX Radio Network.
The Paranormal View.
And welcome everybody right here to the Paranormal View on the ParaX Radio Network. I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. Those here in the chat room, want to thank you for dropping by to be with us, and those listening from around the world, we appreciate each and every one of you for taking the time to spend with us tonight. If you're not here in the chat room, but you're listening from somewhere else, and you'd like to come over, feel free to do so. Come to para-x.com and click on the live chat button, and you'll be put in the room with all these wonderful people. You'll be able to interact with them and with us by asking questions of our guests. We are doing a live show tonight from a location. Tonight we are at Ryan's Tavern. They had the meet and greet here today. And tonight with us, or with me, I should say, here at Ryan's, is I have Kat Kloko.
I'm here.
And with us on the air is Barbara Duncan.
It's hotter than heck out here right now.
Really?
Yeah. We're
cold enough here, I think, to snow tonight.
It's not. It's in the 50s. It's not going to snow.
I think
it's going to snow.
I don't believe that. It's cold to me.
Oh, this is warm.
And we have with us also Jeffrey.
Hello. And it's been a sauna down here. We've been touching like 100 degrees today and yesterday.
Wow.
It's a warm 50 degrees.
I don't know if I want to say send us some of the heat or not. I mean, but I don't want it to be this cold either, so.
I'll trade you.
We're going to be talking with some people tonight. We got a few guests lined up that we'll be talking with about Ryan's, because Ryan's is purportedly to be haunted. And we've had them on before and talked with them about it, but there's probably a lot of listeners who has not heard about Ryan's and the things that go on here. So I'm sure that they will enjoy listening to all the stories. Tonight, I guess we'll start right out. I have with us Jeff. Did you have any kind of a bio?
I don't, and I didn't have a bio on Ryan or anything. Essentially, I was just gonna say there you are. I mean, you're Ryan's Tavern. Hooray! And we're not. We're just posting alive. And...
I have one important question that before we get too far, Henry, are you recording?
No.
Oh.
No, Barbara, are you recording?
I am recording.
Okay.
Barbara's recording. I'd already asked Barbara and made sure of that. The reason I'm not recording is by the time we get done with the show, it takes me another 10 to 15 minutes before I can get the recording saved and all that. And tonight we won't have time for me to do all that. So
yeah,
Barbara's going to take care of the show and post it, and we're going to be good shape.
Yeah.
But tonight, to start off, I have with us Vicki Ryan. Her and her husband owns Ryan's Tavern. And we're going to welcome Vicki and talk about Ryan's Tavern.
Yay, Vicki!
Thanks for having me.
Well, of course. You know, we always have to have you. The last time we was here, you weren't here. You was sick.
Well, that might have been.
Yeah.
But I can tell you the first time I was here, I think we were in the Shamrock Room.
Yeah.
And in fact, I've told the story twice tonight. Oddly enough, you'd be surprised how often I talk about you guys.
That's why I see so much.
Yeah. Well, what was so neat about that night is that we were in the Shamrock Room, and everybody left except for Henry and me, and we were talking about the ghost stories, and we got, I guess people wrote in. Is that they wouldn't call in? So
yeah,
I guess
they
wrote in.
Right.
But I remember it was from Canada, UK, mm-hmm. South America, mm-hmm. and some. I think maybe South Africa. There were four places that were, you know, outside the United States, and I thought that was so great, first of all. But mm-hmm. secondly, they were writing to say, would you please get the people out of the background because we can't hear them. And it was just Henry, you and me. We
right.
were the only two in the room.
Right.
Ooh. But other people, but we had those four other people say that they could hear all the people talking in the room. And there was nobody else there. The door was closed. It was just us. So,
yeah.
Yeah. That's not the case right now.
No, we're out in the main room out here tonight, which you're picking up a lot of the noise, which is coming up from the bar downstairs, because they have two bars. They got one downstairs and one upstairs, and the place has been very beautifully remodeled, and it's just a gorgeous place to come and visit.
Well, it's been hopping because it's the Hamilton Pumpkin Festival.
That's
right.
They
got Pumpkin Fest outside. They got the whole main street blocked off. Vendors up and down. They got mm-hmm. kiddie rides and everything. So,
yep. Right when you drive in, there's a big Ferris wheel.
But we're the only place with ghosts. So, really.
Yeah.
Pick your destination.
Well, now, how long had you guys owned the place before you noticed something happening? Had you already started remodeling the place?
The place was a mess when we got it. It totally uninhabitable, for sure. A lot of junk that had to be thrown away, a lot of dust, broken boards, all kinds of things. We bought it in October of 2006, and then started remodeling. Of course, it took 2 years, a lot longer than what we thought it was going to be. But we opened in September of 2008. But it wasn't until St. Patrick's Day, right before St. Patrick's Day of 2009, when I knew things. In retrospect, or in hindsight, I saw what was going on. But at the time, I mean, the word ghost just was not mentioned. But what happened is I'd come up to paint one of the walls. I came up on a Sunday morning when we were closed, and High Street was not busy at all, so there was no traffic at 8 in the morning. I didn't have the radio on, I didn't have the TV on, but as I was painting the wall next to the women's restroom, just out of the blue, I heard the toilet flush. And it wasn't one of those sensor-activated ones. The handle would actually have to be pushed. And so I thought we had an intruder. I was afraid because I was by myself. So I ran out to High Street and called my husband with my cell phone, got him out of bed, and he came up and checked everything out. There was nobody here. And then he left again. And when he was going to leave, I said, well, aren't you going to stay here with me? And he said, well, why don't you know, we checked everything. Everything's fine. And he said, well, why do you want me to stay? Are you afraid of ghosts? And that was the first time anybody even said that word to me.
Wow.
And I said, well, no, I'm not. So anyway, then he came back in. He went ahead and left. Then I got back up on the ladder, and I heard water running in one of the sinks, and it ran and ran and ran. It was a hand sink, so I could hear it filling up. And I knew that if I looked over, it would be all over the floor because it had been running for so long. And so I thought, wow, I got to get out of this building. So I ran back out to High Street again, and he was out there. He had stopped at McDonald's to get a sandwich. and I told him that. He says, well, maybe it was what you heard was, you know, the ice maker. I said, it wasn't the ice maker. He said, maybe it was, you know, the heating and air. I said, I know what those sound like. And it was not, it was water running, and it was the toilet flushing. And so he stayed with me. And then that night we had a meeting with our manager. And I told him about it, and that's when he just laughed, and he said, oh, that's Elizabeth. And I said, who's Elizabeth? And he said, well, she's our ghost. And talked about all these things that had been going on here that the servers had noticed, our staff. That, and I asked why they didn't tell me. They said they thought I would be afraid. So they didn't tell me anything, but But then the one thing that I had mentioned that I noticed in hindsight was the elevator. Our elevators are programmed to close, the doors close after 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And so often I would come in to the tavern and I could see from across the room that the elevator door was open, and I'd count, you know, it could be 10 seconds, 20 seconds, sometimes 2, 3, 4 minutes. And so I'd say to Tolly, tell the staff to stop fooling around with the elevators, because I know somebody's in there holding that door open button, because that's the only way, because we have it checked, you mm-hmm. know, every month. And so, and not only that, they should be working, they shouldn't be playing with the elevator. So that's what I was saying. So it wasn't until he told me then about Elizabeth and the other entities that they thought were here that they said they'd like to play around with the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
And that sometimes the servers will go over to the elevator, you know, their hands are full and they're waiting for somebody to press and the doors will open.
Automatically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they're helping you out.
Yeah. They said for the most part, all the entities here have been very, very friendly, especially mm-hmm. Elizabeth. But then there was one that I think we named the boss because
yeah.
we didn't know how else to refer to him. And he seemed to be like
grumpy.
Yeah. Grumpy, that might even be polite,
it's
yeah,
a polite way of saying it.
But yeah, I know early on, one of the investigators said that they got kicked in the leg and pulled their pants up to show. And there was a great big, like, where somebody had just kicked them. It was red and kind of scratched, like from a shoe mark. We had the basement door. We have two separate basements, but the one basement door was locked from the basement side. We never locked that door. We didn't even have the keys. We had to go back to our other place of business, our main place of business, and find the key and come back to unlock it so the investigators could get their equipment out of the basement. Mm-hmm. But something, I haven't been up here real frequently this summer because my husband's been ill, but was up here, oh, I guess it was a week ago, for a real short meeting with a friend of mine. And while we're talking in one of the booths downstairs, Tolly came in and he walked down the main aisle and he goes into the kitchen. We had talked to him as he was walking down. He said hi and all that. Goes into the kitchen. And then he starts walking down the aisle again.
Oh.
And I thought, did I just have, you know, a loss of consciousness, you know, and it's really a lot later than I think. Or did Tolly, and I said to my friend, is that Tolly? And she looks over and she says, but I don't see his head. He must be stooped down or something. And it looked just like Tolly, but shorter.
Oh.
So I went in and I said, I mean it. It couldn't have been 30 seconds later. And that's not enough time for Tolly to have walked from the end of the building outside again to walk back in.
Right.
So I went to the kitchen. I said, okay, Tolly, do not play games with me here. I really need to know this. Did you go back outside? He said, no, I just got here. How could I go back outside? So that's what, a mimic?
Yeah, it's a mimic or a doppelganger. That's another common term for them. And I've run into them multiple times.
I can't get over that you've seen that. That really, really gave me goosebumps. Actually, it happened before, and it was Tolly again.
Mm-hmm.
This was probably, it was at least 2 years ago. I was on the same side of the tavern downstairs. Or I just walked in, and I was standing at the bar, and I asked one of the servers if he was here. No, he went to the bank. He'll be right back. And I said, okay. So I'm waiting, and on the other total opposite side of the tavern from the opposite direction, here comes Tolly, and he's walking past all the booths on that side. And so I thought, well, I'm not even going to yell to him, I'll just wait till he walks over to me. And all of a sudden he's next to me.
Whoa.
And I said, wait a minute, where did you come from? He said, I was just at the bank. And I said, what door did you come in? And he said, I just came in the door right behind you. So he didn't come in the front door.
Yeah.
And he came from the back of the building, so it looked just like him.
Now, was this, did Tolly, we're going to call him Mimic Tolly.
Okay.
Was he traveling the same path both times you saw him? Was it down?
No.
So different parts.
Opposite. Same floor.
Yeah.
Different, one was next to the booths on that, like, ramp, and one was on the main, and one was coming from the back to the front. This last time it was mm-hmm. from the, or from from the front to the back.
Yeah.
But they didn't talk. I didn't hear him talk. And what struck me about the second one just last week is that he was shorter. But what was so neat about it was that my friend, when I said, "Is that taller?" she looked up and said, "Yes." So,
it wasn't just me. Right.
Yeah, and that was really lucky for me because I was starting to wonder.
Nice confirmation.
Yeah.
It's we were talking about this before the show went live. Is the fact that I've seen two mimics in my life. One of them I don't talk about very much. That happened in 2011, and then the other one I've never actually ever admitted that I didn't see it when I was 10. So, because it took me a while to figure out that it wasn't a dream kind of thing.
Because I bet.
Yeah, because I was 10, and I've always seen things growing up, and the house that I grew up in is particularly haunted in that it's not residual, it's things that have carried over with objects. But they're family members. So it's very interesting.
Wow, it is.
Yeah, but...
Have you had much experience with smells?
Yes.
Okay, because the reason I bring that up is that we had a gentleman, and I wanted to introduce him to you, but he had to leave. But he signed up for the ghost tour, and he was telling me that about some of his experiences in Fairfield or something. But he said that he went down to Waverly.
Yeah.
And he said while he was down there, he smelled this odor like if there was some person who had been drinking for a week.
Ooh.
And never brushed their teeth and was just breathing right in his face. And it followed him all the way up and down this one floor he was on. And he said it almost made him physically sick.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was telling him about the time in the basement of our building during one of the ghost tours. I was on the first floor, the main floor. And I wanted to check out what was going on in the basement. So I'd go down the back steps and I had a strong, strong aroma of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it angered me. That's probably one of the reasons I can remember it so clearly because I thought, you can't smoke in the building. I told, we're going to have to get on them and I don't want to be impolite to the people, but really, you can't smoke in the building during a ghost tour. So I go down there and everybody's hovered around one spot and the meter was just, it couldn't get any higher.
You know,
it was just going nuts. And I bet about 10 seconds later, the meter just stopped showing anything. And somebody said, "It's gone. I don't smell the cigarettes anymore." Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just me.
Yeah.
And I cannot get over how strong that smell was and that it had gone all the way up the staircase.
Yeah. Now we had that happen at the Lebanon Historic Center we were at months ago. I don't know if you were with us.
I was with you.
You were
down
in the group, but you were in a different part of the room.
No, I just walked down the aisle for a bit because you guys were smelling it. I was trying to smell it but couldn't smell anything.
Yeah, so kind of carrying over from a conversation Barbara and I had, I think it was last week, sometimes when your sinuses get triggered, you'll smell something. I smell chlorine, but some other people smell cigarette smoke. But when you have two people smelling the same thing, you have you have backup.
Okay.
Everyone's sinuses can't explode at the same time. And,
yes.
But, sinuses exploding would be very painful. But
yeah. Yeah, that too.
That image just popped into my head. But
it was so affirming, I guess, that somebody else said it before I even said anything. So I knew that I just wasn't imagining it putting that thought in someone else's mind.
Because when we were in the basement, that's when myself and the other investigator smelled cigarette smoke. But it was only in that one spot. We checked the ductwork. We made sure no one was smoking outside.
Nothing blowing in.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And did you smell it? I don't remember.
No. Because I was down at the other end while you guys were smelling it.
Yeah. So
and
if
I walked around and couldn't smell it anywhere else.
Yeah. So he should have smelled it, but he didn't. And he was in the same room.
Okay.
So the same ductwork. So if it was somebody from outside, we would have smelled it, but it was just myself and another investigator.
Okay.
Who we didn't even know each other. We were both getting
that not knowing each other and having it, another example of that here would have been on our third floor. We were taking pictures, people were, taking all kinds of pictures and some woman next to me said, "Oh, I've got an orb. I've got an orb." And I said, "Well, keep focusing in, you know, enlarging the picture to see if there's anything you can see in it. No lie, there was, you could definitely see the face and the neck of a dog. It was just so clear. But what was really neat is on the other side of the room, almost at the same time, this other guy said, before we even said, oh gosh, it's a dog, this other guy says, I got a picture of a dog.
Really?
And it was the same dog.
Really?
Huh. Yes.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that
particular, yeah. Were you able to recognize what breed it was? Was it a large dog, little dog? Or?
I think it was a little dog, because like I said, it was just the head and the neck, but it was white with brown, like, coloring spots.
Like a Cocker Spaniel?
Yeah. I am not that good at knowing what kind of dog things are, so I am not going to comment.
Or a Brittany Field Spaniel?
But there were two people that saw it, and so those are the kind of things when the people come, I ask them, please send that information, you know, email it to us like right then.
Yeah.
And sometimes they say they do, but we don't get it. And so we're missing a lot of that that history that we could have here.
And right.
For our reveal and just, you know, just for our own history, I would just love to have all the things that have happened.
Mm-hmm. It'd be interesting on your website if you made a haunted picture gallery for people and talk about stuff.
Oh, good.
Because a lot of bed and breakfasts that I've stayed at, if they are renowned for being haunted,
yeah.
In other restaurants, they do have a small haunted history section. They may not get into all the nitty-gritty details, but if there's visitor-submitted photographs, like you have the booth ghost photograph.
Yes.
And you just put it on there and say, yeah, we may be haunted. Come check us out. Here are the ghost tours.
That is an excellent idea. I never thought of that. I love it. Thank you. I'm going to get on that tonight.
No problem.
And I was also looking on your site, with the links of which, of course, will be on tonight's report page.
Mm-hmm.
And it mentions you and Don, but it doesn't have any, like, background on you guys specifically. So you're also welcome to... When you have, like, about us, you can get into a little more detail, either your own little bio pages or blurbs or such like that.
I thought we did. I'll have to check that out. Although we did have somebody, a professional, you know, snazz up our site a little bit. So maybe...
Maybe I didn't get under.
Yeah, maybe I didn't make a cut.
Yeah. Mm.
Dang.
Well, they need...
Well, you are mentioned. You're mentioned on the about us page.
Okay.
Your name is there and Don's name is there. But just that you exist, you know, not any, you know, background or anything like that.
That's known as Vicky.
What is the part? Is there like a fake, not quite police box, but like a French telephone booth or something? Or
it's
a photo flashby?
Yes, we do have one. Actually, I'll just tell the world now, it was really an English telephone booth, but we painted it green.
Chad and I will tell you, you really need to paint it blue for other reasons. But just,
he wants the Doctor Who.
Oh,
police car.
Yeah. And I don't know if we still have that sound, that clicking sound that's on our first floor.
The one that happens around 10:45,
yes,
something like that.
Yes, yeah. Except daylight savings time, and then it changes.
Yeah.
Or on our, I guess it's the same, but we hear it at a different time because our time would be different.
Right.
But I keep thinking that I'm going to come up here and sit there to make sure I hear that, and then I get tired. Or if I'm here, I'm having a lot of fun, and I forget to listen, you know,
uh-huh.
Because it is hard to hear if there's a lot of patrons downstairs.
Right.
But that still is just amazing to hear that. And that's another one when we had... I think it was Channel 12 was up here
mm-hmm.
filming some things, and we were all sitting around the table waiting for that to happen. And I had just opened my mouth to say, oh, this isn't going to happen. And I am so glad I didn't, because right then it did. Mm-hmm. And I would have been talking when it happened, and nobody would have heard it. And then... But anyway, so a lot of neat things.
Now, I want to remind everybody that if you do have questions for any of the guests that we have tonight, mm-hmm. Vicky included, feel free to private chat them to either Ceiling Cat, Cat PV Host, Jeffrey Gould, or myself, and we will get the questions right over to them. So, great guest. I know you was saying that Don hadn't been feeling well. Is he doing okay right now, or?
He's he just had surgery, so we're still in the post-surgery week.
Right.
So I'm really no, there hasn't been any change, but I'm hoping next week we start seeing some. So I'm not concerned about it yet, but the big difference is I'm up here.
Yeah.
Well,
so
that's.
Yeah. I felt comfortable leaving him with somebody else. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's yeah. good. Need to keep us posted too.
Yeah.
I will. Thank yeah. you. Mm-hmm. I would love to do
we'll,
that.
We'll send him our thoughts and prayers for healing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And when he gets feeling better, I'll get you guys on the phone and we'll let you guys make up ad and I'll play it on the show for you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, during our commercial breaks.
Yep.
Well, I can say something, but people will think less of me, maybe. But now that I've started, I have to finish the story.
Well, come on. I'm sure we all get a little weird stuff back in college. Oh, wait. No,
yeah, that's right. I'm long gone from college, but when it got really serious with Don, he was real. And I said, Don, we really have to, just in case something would happen. I said, you know, I try to have a lot of faith, but you got to give me some. We got to decide on a sign. He says, no, I'll just give you a sign. I said, no, I'll miss it. So let's decide on a sign. And well, and while we're talking about it, would you please come and really haunt the tavern so the ghost stories would be great. Now, if he would have said that to me, I probably would have slapped him if the situation were reversed. So,
oh.
But I'm thinking that he's getting a lot better, so we'll just have to depend on Elizabeth and our other entities to, you know,
boss.
Hold their weight.
Yeah.
Don's not going to be here in that capacity.
That's so. Good.
Well, they pull their good. Weight. Every time I'm here, I run into one of them.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Usually it's Boss, which is just like, yeah, grumpy old man.
Yeah.
You're the one I just want to see when I walk in here.
Oh, that's great.
Though I haven't seen anybody today because it's been really, really busy. And I haven't gone to the basement or the fourth floor, which is usually where I run into.
Okay. Now, people. Busy meaning that you don't think you're aware of them, or busy that they don't come around and make themselves known when it's so busy?
I don't think they make themselves well known
okay.
when it's this busy, but I can imagine you're going to get a lot of activity tonight around the bar. Because of the pumpkin festival, and there's a high amount of energy going on.
Okay.
With when we were here earlier having dinner, this place was swamped. There were people
yes.
everywhere, and I think, and I've experienced from other paranormal investigations I've done, if there's a lot of stuff going on in a location during the day, a lot of paranormal activity follows it at night.
Because they're using that energy.
Maybe that could be it. Just or they're just really excited. I find that they get really excited.
Okay.
When I do investigations, I find I get more responses when I'm just generally chatting,
okay.
like in a small group with other living people, like talking about recent events and just general chit chat. We get so many EVPs just joining in. But when I ask like actual closed-ended questions, I don't get anything. It's just silence. It's like I've bored the ghosts away. They're just like, I'm not going to answer what date it is or if I'm here and
yeah.
stuff like that. So they want to...
You should already know I'm here.
You already know. That's
there
actually
go,
one of
yeah.
the things I get is when I'm in a location, all the ghosts are like, yeah, you already know we're here, so we're not going to do anything for your group.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, but the other people don't know you're here. This is... I sound genuinely insane now that I think about it. I'm sorry, everyone.
No, I think you sound like right on target.
Oh.
So. Barbara, I know you got questions. You're awful quiet tonight.
Oh, yeah, I'm just listening to the stories here. This is kind of interesting.
It's riveting. I always love the stories here.
Well, has anything lately happened to you here?
To me, no. Like I said, I haven't been up here enough. But I was so, I guess, encouraged, excited about seeing the mimic Tolly mm-hmm. just last week, because I said, oh, how, because I don't want to have ghost tours. I don't want to promote it if we really don't have paranormal activity going on. And I talked to Charles about that every year. I said, I don't want people to think we're doing that just to get people to come in to sell tickets. It's not really what I want to be or what I want to do or promote. But Charles just looks at me and said, really? You don't hear all this that's going on right now? I don't hear anything.
Well, the thing about spirits and stuff is they don't come out and play when you...
Not on command.
Not on command.
And I don't blame them. I wouldn't either.
I mean, there's times when people's going to come and some people's not going to hear anything, get anything, or feel anything. And then there's other times they're going to come and the place will just be busted
out everywhere. And I can tell you, Henry, that every time we've had a ghost tour, and we were running like, six of them, when we did that in October.
Right.
So this would have been, I think this is our fourth year. I can't remember exactly. But anyway, we've had a lot. And we have four groups come in each night that we do it. And even within a given group, there'll be somebody that said, wow, this is just great. You know, I talked to grandma or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And somebody in the very same group that, what a hoax.
Yeah.
You know? Of course, we get some people that I don't even know why they come because they're so negative from the very beginning. I thought,
yeah,
you know, the same thing happens in real life, too. You don't need to be talking to a paranormal entity to have that experience where, you know, you can tell somebody face to face and they're just not understanding what you're saying or accepting mm-hmm. it, I guess is what I should say. But yeah, Charles says it's still, there's a lot of activity. He still hears a lot of voices, especially in the kitchen area. And I'm really looking forward to it. What is it with the moon waning, waxing, and...
That one I'm not...
Barbara can tell you.
What's that? Full moons having more of an impact on hauntings?
Yeah, Charles was saying that, the full moon is next week, I believe.
It's this coming week, yes, the 8th.
Yeah, so that... By the time our first tour, which is at the end of the month, it's the Sunday before Halloween, we'll already be through the low phase of the moon and it'll be building up again, I think is what he was trying to say to me. So I guess, well, you know, guys, if the moon is controlling the tides, why couldn't it be?
It could have a gentle persuasion on the rest of the Earth's field.
Magnetic field?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
good. We got a good question from Chad. There are cultures that actually will leave food out for the dead.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, is there a bar lore that says, you know, you pour a pint for those departed and set it on the counter sometime?
As of tonight.
Oh, okay. Libations.
That would be very much an Irish tradition.
You do it in a lot of African traditions.
Wow.
This is going to make it sound really creepy, but hoodoo and voodoo will do it. But
okay.
Good hoodoo, like actual real hoodoo and voodoo. But they pour libations out for the spirits. In Japan, it's quite common to do that, especially at a house or car blessing. They'll actually have blessed sake for the spirits. It's not for the spirits of the dead. It's for the, like, earth spirits, elemental type, like fairy type.
Yeah, I thought it was for ancestors as well.
Not really.
Okay.
That would be if it was when you go to clean the headstones. So it depends, but and then you have similar things in China for the dead festival in South. I don't know if South Korea celebrates that too much. Taiwan.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love that whole idea. I'm going to do that tonight. So I would leave a pint out for...
You could do as much as you want. Yeah. It could be a pot, a pint,
but
whatever.
But when we leave.
Yeah,
so
when
leave. Everybody's gone.
Yeah, and don't expect it to really actually disappear.
Yeah.
But it's just remembering that the spirits are there.
Yeah.
That happens. I know a lot of theaters have traditions of doing it. Some leave bagels out, some leave donuts out, some leave fruit.
Oh, there's always a tradition you leave a light on stage.
Yeah, you leave your ghost light on.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
In the theater?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's different locations will have their own version of keeping libation out for
spirit. You mentioned switching from the tavern just to a general question. You mentioned headstones, cleaning the headstones. How does cremation Does that change the power, the energy of the spirit? Would that have anything at all to do
with
it?
Oh, I can tell you that one. Because I do cemetery photography, and I go through columbariums also. Mm-hmm. I get more of a headache and more of a feel of energy in a columbarium than I do in a graveyard.
Really?
Yeah.
For our listeners,
it's that strong. A columbarium is a place, I call it a library of souls, in that it looks like a library, and it's just filled with urns.
So
do you
but
think
they're not arranged like a Dewey Decimal System or anything like that?
Yeah.
Oh man.
That's good.
Yeah. Have you ever been to an ossuary?
No. Ossuaries aren't so common, at least up here in the Midwest.
America, yeah.
Yeah.
They're more
find them
European.
Along the Gulf Coast. An ossuary is where you store your bones of people.
Oh,
and you see them more in Europe. The catacombs of Paris are famous for being a gigantic ossuary, basically.
Okay.
But it's a...
But they're like scrolls that are almost completely lined inside with bones and chandeliers made from various...
Yeah, they're in like Hungary, Croatia, parts of Italy, Greece. Greece with... this is what I've read from case studies in anthropology. So if we have any Greek listeners, please correct me if I'm wrong. But what they'll do is bury the dead. They'll have them in the ground for about 5 years, and then they'll bury or exhume the body, take the bones out, put it into the ossuary for the church so that the plot is free for any other family member that may pass away.
And I think they do that in some countries where land is particularly difficult to. They do it. I believe Japan does that. I believe that it also happens in New Orleans, where it's a family crypt, but they move the bones around.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's because the graveyard is below sea level.
Okay.
So they can't dig graves. So they put them in until they deteriorate, and they take the bones out.
Yeah.
And then the crypt is open for somebody
in the
else.
Case of the Gulf Coast region.
So why do you think you have more of a reaction when you're around cremated remains, then
no idea, other than the fact that it is a lot stronger in there. Maybe because there's more people and it's more compact.
Yeah, that's what I
would be.
I was thinking because there's less interference from, you know, being deep in the earth and
possibly you're closer to it. Yeah, most definitely. But also the columbariums out here tend to be some of the ones are wood. So it's like a wood house, so it's going to retain a lot of energy. And you're not just getting the energy of the dead, too, but you're also getting energy from the people there who come to mourn or to pay respects. I think that that also has a big big impact on the amount of energy there.
So the structure, whether it's wood or metal, would make a difference?
I would think so, but I don't have it so much in the newer ones with a lot of marble in it. But the older ones, most definitely.
I mentioned that, or I'm asking, is because on our buildings at the taverns, it was really three separate narrow buildings, and two of them were connected probably in the 1920s when Woolworth moved in. And then we bought the third one, and so now it's all one big building. But we know that they were built in 1880s and opened for business in the 1890s. And before that, all we know is that whatever structures were here had to do with wood. So Hamilton, Ohio, was used to be Fort Hamilton. So we figured it could have been, it could have been a graveyard with just wooden markers. It could have been a barn or a fence for horses. So we don't know. All we know is that there were something with wood was on this property before.
Oh, I think wood's a big carrot. Holder of energy.
Okay.
That's just my opinion, but.
Well, now you said the building you have, is it the middle building or the end building?
The room that we're in right now, we're two buildings.
Yeah.
Two separate buildings.
And as you can see from these pillars,
where the 1921 room is over here, where we get a lot of activities. That was a separate building. There was a lot of music teachers here. boot shine people and
well, they had a
pharmacy.
They had an opera house here.
Yes, that we share a common staircase with the opera house.
Okay.
So it's, you know, just a few feet from us.
But mm-hmm. the opera house ain't there anymore. It's now what, Miami University.
Just on the bottom, the upper floors, it's the law library and different offices. I think they're mostly lawyers. But they have, the outside of their building is so beautiful. It's just renovated so nicely. But the inside, you know, you really wouldn't know that it was a historic building. I think it really was pretty much just gutted and rebuilt.
Well, right. Speaking of historic, the wall that's right behind us is the original brick wall.
Yes.
Yep.
The exposed brick. I'm taking some time to admire it.
Yep. Okay.
As we all sit here, like, yes. Brick.
Is it red brick?
Yes.
Reddish brick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you can tell it's an old type of brick.
Mm-hmm. You can tell where there used to be wooden studs that would buff buddy brick. And
It's framed with wood, and then they built a brick around it. Yeah.
You can see where brick has been replaced. Mm-hmm.
You can see a lot, some wood in the basement, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can see where the original, the Rum Runner Tunnel was.
Yes. Yeah.
In the basement, because they've bricked it in. But I can definitely say that the side with the 1921 room and the Shamrock room. Whenever I look at the exterior of this building, I just always go to those windows. And I'm like, there is someone there. They hide from me. But
okay.
I always know. Like, I remember after interviewing you and Don, I remember pointing to the Shamrock room and saying, there's someone in there. And there's always someone in there.
Oh.
Well, that's... They was in there when me and Vicky was in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe with some of their friends, because other people in the chat room were saying
were
to us.
A party.
Of course, we didn't hear it, though.
Yeah, but on the top floor, well, where the 1921 room is, that was a music studio, music lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And right above it on the third floor was a little apartment where mm-hmm. the music teacher lived.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who... When we opened the restaurant, somebody came in and said that they knew the son of the music teacher, that they had gone to school together, and that the son had died like when he was 19. I don't know what the nature of his death was. But right before we heard that story, I really told it in reverse, the buildings across the street had been renovated, and now mm-hmm. they're apartments. They weren't open when we first were here, but one of the residents came over and told Tolly that at night he sees the shadow walk between those two windows back and forth and back and forth right where the residence was.
I can believe that.
Yep.
I can. And now you're looking at me like, yeah, and how can you believe that, Kat? It's because whenever I go to the fourth floor, directly above us is where all the Christmas decorations are. I always see 2 to 4 girls, ladies, up there.
Okay.
And they range in era, but most of them wear really long dresses.
Okay.
And I'd say late Victorian, World War I era.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit older than that, but not by much. And they're young women. But I can always sense something in that, above the 1921 room. I can't decipher what gender it is, but there's something there. And I can't answer you who it is, but there's something on every floor of that building.
That part of the building.
Yeah.
I feel, of course, when there's people here in the tavern, I don't have any creepy feelings at all.
Mm-mm.
But even tonight, I wanted to go to the basement to help one of our servers bring up some food. And they'd already, I heard him take the elevator as I was going down the steps, and I could not go down those steps. I can't see going down there in case they aren't there.
We had the elevator experience last year here. Speaking of the fourth floor.
What happened?
Henry, myself, and James from TriOps went to the fourth floor.
We was up there.
And
the three of us.
The elevator cab stayed on the fourth floor. No one else called.
But the door closed. And you got about that much
between
the bottom of the door and okay. the floor to where you can see the light.
Yeah, the, for the cab.
Out okay. of the elevator.
Yeah. And James, Henry, and I were just walking around going, I see the girls, and they run away off and hide because they're like, oh, mm-hmm. crap, people, the living are here. And we just happened, I think Henry noticed it
I
first.
I said, yeah. Do you guys see that? Because we were probably from here to the wall
yeah.
from the elevator.
Okay.
And you could see the shadow walking around in the elevator.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. 20 feet. We were about 20 feet away.
Nobody in there.
Yeah.
You know, when I was growing up, this was this the part that we're in right now was a woman's dress shop.
Okay.
And I got my high school uniform here. And I remember walking in on the first floor and going back to the elevator, and I did not like that elevator ride. I don't know why I didn't. I just didn't. Mm-hmm. But I was afraid of elevators ever since.
Right.
And so then when we bought this building, I saw that elevator. I thought, oh, my gosh. I know it's not the same elevator. It's the same elevator shaft. But of course, it's a brand new elevator. But I still have not gotten on that elevator. It scares me. One of our servers was on there and said that when she went in and the doors closed, the emergency phone started talking.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Man.
Yeah. So I thought, oh, okay, I'm not getting on that thing. That was enough for me. But, you know, maybe there was. It was just a feeling of something. But, yeah, that did me in. That was one of the first elevators I ever rode.
Just be lucky you don't have the elevator at the Cincinnati Music Hall. That is very, very haunted. I've ridden in it. And it is haunted because Cincinnati Music Hall is built on about 6 feet of human bone. And when they built the elevator later in its life, they had to excavate that 6 feet of human bone to make the bottom. And it is notoriously haunted. They see apparitions in it, exit on it, on and off. And yeah, you ride on it and you know there's something not right.
Wow.
And it's the same when you go to Washington Park. When I walk on, because there's a Cincinnati flea, and I'll visit there, and I'm like, uh-huh. There's even headstones left from the original cemetery.
Really?
And I'm just like, yeah, things happen here. All sorts of things happen here. And it just vibrates, basically. But you don't have that problem with that.
Vibrating?
No.
But yeah.
You know, that little vibrating feeling of the dead,
well, that's
basically.
That's good. All I know is that we had three servers that we really, really liked. And they seemed to really like us, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they only worked here about 6 months. And they all three quit right about the same time. And I've always wondered why, you know. Didn't we have an exit interview or something to find out? You
mm-hmm.
know, I just was so curious because that I could misjudge how well they were getting along and left up. But then I found out that when all the ghost stuff happened, that's why they left. They couldn't handle the elevator mm-hmm. or, and especially the third floor, because they said they did feel hands on their shoulders, somebody fooling with their hair. The one said that we had a pool table up here for a while and said that this pool ball was thrown at him more than once.
Oh, no.
So, and I don't know
that's
whether
dangerous.
To believe him or not. I mean, that's pretty heavy.
So do the
haunted.
Staff that are here currently, have they reported anything happening?
Well, Kiss in the kitchen said, oh, yeah. Yeah, she says she still experiences a lot of things. And the other ones I really haven't talked to mm-hmm. know. They didn't tell me from the beginning. I just know that we had a shower, a bridal shower for one of our relatives. It was on this floor. Mm-hmm. It was on a Sunday when we were close. It was just family. We were all up here together. And when the bride and groom started to open the gifts, the elevator, we could hear it coming up from the first floor. And there was nobody down there to push the button. There was nobody up here pushing
mm-hmm.
it. The door opened, and that's when I timed it. It was almost 5 minutes. It stayed open
wow.
while all the gifts were mm-hmm. being unwrapped.
Really?
And then afterwards, my grandson came over and said, Nona, I saw the ghost. I saw the lady ghost, and I thought, oh, heavens, I didn't know I was talking about ghosts in front of the grandkids. Oops. I thought, gee, I really don't think I did that, but, you know, why is he saying this? And I said, well, what do you mean you saw a ghost? He says, well, the lady that was on the elevator, and she came over, and she did this to my hair, you know, pulling up his hair, mm-hmm. like the same feeling that I had. I thought, okay, well, let's not tell Mommy. let's just be a no-name grandson bonding story. Whoa. So that one was really pretty exciting, too. But yeah. There's been all kinds of things, you know, dishes that were in a straight pile, and then they would lean over. And I know sometimes I'll hear things fall from the top shelf in the kitchen, mm-hmm. even though there's like a little lip around the top shelf. Right. And they're not leaning on the shelf. They're just sitting up there, as dishes will do.
Yeah.
And then I'll leave, and I'll hear a crash, and I'll go in there, and all the things on the top shelf, the bowls mostly, and then they're all over the place.
Huh.
In the kitchen. So
at least wow. the ghosts aren't pinching any of the cook's bums, which is
was that bridal go ahead, sorry, I'll let you finish your thoughts.
No, go ahead. I was just surprised.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, is that the same bridal shower where they had 25 women? And when they later checked the photos, there was a 26th woman in the photo?
No, that was somebody else. I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, that is really creepy. It was on the same floor, though.
Yeah.
Actually, it was right where we're sitting right now.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of women
yeah.
here.
Okay.
That sounds weird.
Well, I know when I first met Charles, Tolly first told me about Elizabeth and said that, there's a lot of things going on. In fact, said Vicki, we were actually going to talk to you this week about having the building, have the investigators come over.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, no, we're not doing that. I said, no, I'm not into that. I really don't know anything about it, but we're not going to do that. So he asked me again a few more times. He said, I just really don't want to do it. And he finally said, well, some of the staff are going to quit. And that's what I found out why the staff had quit before. And I said, well, what are they going to do? He says, well, they're going to come and talk to us on Tuesday, so why don't you just come and, talk to them and have them explain. So I said, okay. I came up Tuesday. It was the neatest experience. I just love TRIOPS ever since.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were two people here. I wasn't Charles, though. I forget who it was, but they interviewed each one of the staff, and I'm hearing all these things that have been happening to the staff that I didn't know. And then I said, well, and that was in March, I remember. And I said, I'll give it some thought. Well, in June, they were saying, you need to do something. So I thought, okay. So then they said they would bring in some cameras and la-da-da-da. Okay. So then 6 o'clock the night they came, somebody called and said, you better get up to the tavern. There's a lot going on up there. So I come in, there's wires all over the place. There's lights, there's all this electrical stuff. And I'm thinking, what have I got myself into? And so I felt like I was in a new world. I'm saying, take me to your leader. Where's Charles? I've got to talk to Charles. Well, here comes Charles down the steps. Endeared me to him forever. This hair down to his shoulder and all these earrings and stuff I'm not used to. I said, Charles, we need to talk. Okay. And I said, I just want you to know from the start that I'm Catholic. And I don't know if Catholics are allowed to believe in ghosts or not, but, he said, that's not really going to stop me if that's what I believe. But I said, do you believe in God? And he said, yeah, and angels. And so we had this bit, he talked to me for an hour while all this other stuff was going on about what we believed in and this, that, and the other. And I just thought, this is one of the kindest men
mm-hmm.
that I know. So open. He said, I'm not going to try to change your views. We're not going to do anything like seances or, spells, witches spells, and all that stuff. And I said, okay, I just don't want anything to, what I was worried about.
Was something being stirred up and made worse than what it is.
Yeah, well, and people outside, this is a conservative community.
Mm-hmm.
And on our menu, instead of saying appetizers, I said in the beginning there were appetizers and the appetizers were good. Well, some fundamentalists really took issue with that, like as though I were quoting the Bible, for the menu. And I thought, I can't afford, as a business owner, I couldn't afford, to insult. And I wouldn't want to either. I said, but he says, no, it's not about that at all. And he says, we're never going to say this place, we're not going to say it's haunted. You're going to tell us that it is. He said, we're just going to see, you're going to say these things happen, and we're going to prove whether we can replicate some of those things or not. And if we can't, then we'll say it's paranormal. I'll tell you something else that happened that first night, too, was the flags outside. One of the investigators said, you need to look outside. And I did. And what am I looking at? And he says, well, the tree branches aren't moving. No. The flags that the city has put up aren't moving. I said, right. And he says, now look at your Irish flag. And it was waving back and forth and back and forth. I'll never forget that ever. So I thought, well, that's one specific breeze. Or we've got an Irish relative out there, you know, shaking that flag. But, yeah, I went off on a tangent. I apologize for that. I forget what we were talking about, wedding gifts, and somehow I went off on something else.
Oh, that's fine. No, we're go ahead.
Well, you really should have asked the fundamentalists to they could prove the appetizers weren't good.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. But we've had, I've had a lot of fun with Charles and just have learned a lot and respect that group, this whole field. I just respect it so much. I'm just really lucky that all this happened and that I got hooked up with you guys, and I am.
And I have met tons and tons of good people, able to go do my show different places. I just enjoy doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get paid or make any money off of it.
Well, I always enjoy doing the show here.
I enjoy doing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like coming here and doing the show.
Mm-hmm. I like it when you come here and do the show.
Yeah.
I think that's...
I just wish you were closer east than you are or so, because, you still got Pennsylvania in the way, because my family is in Pennsylvania, New Jersey and Long Island, so it's like a 10-hour... drive even from my mom's place in New Jersey.
Well, she dated a guy in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and I made it out there in 9 hours once. But I think
I performed on the stage in New Brunswick at Rutgers.
Yeah, Rutgers. Wait. Yeah.
Yeah. In theater in the round there.
Yeah.
Well, we've done blown through our first break.
Oh yeah, we saw that pass by a half an hour ago. Yeah.
So what we're going to
this is not
go ahead.
This is the kind of guest we do not interrupt because she's so awesome.
Yeah,
I know. I know. I like talking to Vicky.
Oh, thank you.
So, but we're going to go ahead and take a break and let everybody kind of catch her breath and let their throats kind of.
I'm going to go pour a drink for one of the entities, whoever wants it. Yeah. I'm just going to do it.
There you go.
But I'm going to let Kat can take us out. Barbara can bring us back.
Do you want me to get Tully?
Yeah, we'll get the next one in here. We'll talk with Tully because Tully's busy, so I will only talk with him just for a little bit, see about what's going on with him and stuff that he has to.
Yeah, and he would know. He is here all the time. He really would know what's the latest is.
But
I can't wait to hear what he says.
We enjoy talking to you too.
I love talking with you guys.
Yes.
And the show will be put on podcast. So, and Jeff will send you the links so you'll be able to listen to the show also.
Okay.
With that, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And Barbara, you can bring us back with the thank you.
Okay.
Okay, gotcha.
You know.
So, everyone, you are listening to The Paranormal View with your host, Henry Foister.
And the self-tech logo. Tonight, for the third year in a row, we are here
live from Brian's Tavern as Henry plays with my mic. And in Hamilton, Ohio, there are more ghostly adventures happening as Henry tries to mute me after the break.
It's always time for the dead to shine in Hollywood. The legendary Dearly Departed Tours has stepped up their ghostly game by offering the Hollywood Ghosts and Legends Walking Tour. Dearly Departed has long been an orb of hope in the paranormal world, having been featured on television's Haunted History and Haunted Collector. Their terrible tales have been made infamous in Marla Brooks' The Ghosts of Hollywood books. The new Ghosts and Legends Tour is a 10-block, 70-minute dusk time stroll down the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. You'll be guided through the golden age of Hollywood and see where the unearthly Bela Lugosi, Lon Chaney, and the calamitous Black Dahlia are still said to linger. You'll see Hollywood's gothic hotels, legendary theaters, and restaurants, never forgetting their permanent occupants. No stranger to investigations, Dearly Departed Tours has first-hand knowledge of some of these hauntings. For details of the Hollywood Ghosts and Legends Walking Tour, find Dearly Departed Tours on Facebook, dearlydepartedtours.com, or call 1-855-600-DEAD.
After these messages, please stay tuned for more of your favorite paranormal view.
Hello?
Hi.
Is this Jackie?
Yes. How you doing?
I'm good. I was wondering, was that you at the party last weekend? The one we had from at 8 o'clock there while we were listening to the Paranormal View?
That's correct.
We're having one again this weekend, Beth and Henry. They cover everything from alien abductions to cryptozoology. And we're all going to be here just listening in.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Of course you can.
What happened to your queer party friends?
Oh, Carl's right here. Did you want to talk to him?
Yes, I do.
Hello?
You snotty little bastard. You put the wrong Marine!
Did you put the guacamole in my coat pocket?
You're goddamn right I did!
Are you turning into the Paranormal View this week, Saturday at 8 p.m.?
You have to ask me nicely.
Well, you make me really hot.
For Christ's sake.
Well, if you do, I'll catch you this week.
So be it.
Hi, I'm Eric Beebe, owner of Postmortem Press. Independent press, outside the lines. And I'd like to invite you, the paranormal community, to check out our website, www.postmortem-press.com. We are currently looking for nonfiction paranormal books. Tell me about your hauntings. Tell me about haunted locations, experiences that you've had in unusual places, anything in the paranormal. This is an area that we would really like to explore, and maybe what you have to say is something we'd like to share with the world. So you can check us out again at postmortempress.com.
There's a darkness in the hallway. Voices that seem to come from nowhere. Alone at night, there is a feeling that something or someone is near. Where can you go? Who can you turn to? Para-X Radio and the all-new Para-X Vision can help. Our knowledgeable host and expert guest can help you find some answers and take a glimpse into the unknown. Para-X Radio and Para-X Vision, programming for the open mind.
So, you had a lucid dream about living in Atlantis, teaching telepathy, and you're wondering what it means. We can actually help. We are the School of Metaphysics, a 40-year-old international resource for people who have questions. Big, juicy, deep questions about life and death and everything in between. 16 branches in the U.S., self-guided study online, weekend courses, webinars, and books. Send us a telepathic fax or visit our website, www.som.org. This could be the start of something really interesting.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Paranormal View here on Para-X Radio. When tonight we are from broadcasting live from Ryan's Tavern and the Hamilton Pumpkin Festival. We have listeners tonight in the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, France, Australia, and in our wonderful chat room over on para-x.com radio. Come on over and join us. Henry?
Yes.
You're playing with the microphone again, aren't you?
No, I didn't do it.
Am I unmuted now?
Yes, you're
You're unmuted.
Did I get sent to the metaphorical corner of the radio universe?
The radio show host.
Don't talk anymore. I'm just going to mute her in the middle of this paragraph of words she has to say.
I wasn't thinking that you was talking, and I said, man, it got awful quiet. And Kat's talking. I don't hear her. What's going on?
That's the sound of my palm hitting my face.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Paranormal View right here on the Para-X Radio Network. Got a great show going on tonight. Want to thank Vicki for taking the time to be with us tonight. Really appreciate it. And we was waiting for Tully, which is the bar manager, or the tavern manager, I should say, to come up and talk with us. But until Tully comes up, we have with us Amanda, which happens to be a lead investigator with TriOps. And she's done a lot of investigating. So we're going to welcome her to the show because we're really going to grill her.
Welcome, Amanda.
Thank you very much.
The grilling, he may mute you, though.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Well, I do talk a lot, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
I promised her we wouldn't grill her. So.
What, are you going to fire roast her instead?
No, we aren't going to do anything like that.
Cooking.
How long have you been into the paranormal?
I have been in the paranormal since I was a little tiny kid. I used to see this little kid, he was a little boy, in my room when I lived in Hampton, and it looked like his neck was broken because he always had his neck bent to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to walk around in the backyard looking for stones and rocks, and he actually showed me where this big old rose quartz was buried in the ground.
Yeah.
And he pointed right to it, right underneath where the stream was, and dug a little bit, and there was this big old chunk of rose quartz.
All right.
Wow.
Well, that was pretty... And how old was you then?
I was about 8 or 9.
Wow.
Were you afraid any at all?
A little bit.
Did you know that this was a spirit or?
No, I just thought I was seeing things and I didn't realize that what I was seeing wasn't supposed to be there until my parents said, oh no, you must be seeing things.
Uh-huh.
It must be, you know, one of your imaginary friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole spiel your parents give you.
So did he ever point out anything else?
No, just that. And
just
after
the rose
I found
quartz?
That, yeah, well, as soon as I found that rose quartz, that was it. I hadn't seen him since.
Hadn't seen him since?
He just really wanted to see it.
Yeah, and it was a big chunk, too.
Mm.
Wow.
Do you still have it?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
It's on my windowsill in my kitchen.
Nice.
Wow. Now, how long have you been associated with TriOps?
I've been with TriOps for going on 3 years. And before that, we were in Friends and Family Paranormal with 3 other friends of mine.
Okay.
That sounds cozy.
It was just the 4 of us.
Yeah.
And we did one investigation at the Elijah Morgan Mansion out in mm-hmm. Fairfield. And Brad got in touch with Charles of TriOps. And mm-hmm. we joined them. And ever since then, it's been...
So Brad was with you?
Brad Vanoss was with us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also Chad Meyer and Tamara Vanoss, Brad's
okay.
sister. Just the 4 of us.
Okay. And how many times have you visited Ryan's Tavern?
Oh, heavens.
Countless times now?
5 times a year.
Oh, man. Wow.
Plus coming for selling tickets on Saturday nights.
Yeah.
Or walking the Pumpkin Festival, going down to the historic Dayton Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Countless.
Yeah.
Now, we did a few weeks back, we did the Elijah Morgan house.
Yes. And Henry was there.
Well, I was there.
I was there in spirit.
But I understand that you were there before TriOps, but were you like the lead investigator when TriOps went in to investigate there?
When we all showed up, yeah, Chad and Brad decided, no, I don't want to be in charge of 15, 20 people. Let's have Amanda do it. So... Charles come up to me and said, hey, how would you like to run the investigation and tell everybody where to go and what to take and, you know, where you found things? And I kind of looked at him like he was crazy, like, you want me to be in charge of all these people that I've never met before and tell them where to go and what to do?
Yeah.
And where we found paranormal activity the last time we were here 3 months ago.
Wow. That's daunting.
That was a little stressful.
Yeah.
But it turned out extremely well.
Well, that's good. Really good.
Now,
yes, Henry?
When you were doing the Elijah Morgan house.
Yes.
And you was actually telling people where to go.
Yes.
It wasn't a bad place, was it?
Well, no. I didn't know these people very well enough to tell them.
Well, now, what did you have? Like a ghost hunt there? Or was all these people with TriOps?
All these people were with TriOps.
So TriOps had that many people.
So if something happened, they blamed you?
Probably.
Uh-huh.
Nothing would... Well, I guess they blamed me after the investigation was over.
Yeah.
They didn't come to me while the problem was happening because I didn't know anybody and I didn't know any of the equipment.
Right.
No, or if it was supposed to do that or not.
So how many people is affiliated with TRIOPS now?
I believe there are 20 of us.
Wow.
There may be 25 of us, maybe a couple of us that don't and aren't as active as others are.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there are 10 or 12 of us that are actively participating all the time.
Yeah.
So when you come here,
yes,
what was some of the things that happened to you with the paranormal?
Oh, yeah. Boy. So down in the basement, there's this hallway. There's a staircase that goes up, and then in that hallway, there's a brick wall on this side, and then it's got the drywalled side on this side. Right in the middle is where one of our other investigators were standing. I was standing on the other side of the hallway, and there was another investigator at the far end.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, there was a black mass that came out of the wall, and I didn't see the person in front of us anymore. And then I felt something brush by me. It felt like it knocked into my shoulder and kind of pushed me back a little bit. That was the weirdest thing that had ever happened here. I've seen orbs, the bat up in the attic, the weird, uncomfortable feelings that you get. But that was the only, I guess I would say, something that physically touched me and kind of took me back that has ever happened in this building.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it was like trying to intimidate you, but just kind of just, here la, I am, la, la, get la, out la. Of my way.
Yeah. Right? I'm here. Move.
Now, there's a story about, was it one of the girls or little girls that hangs around the kitchen that everybody sees or whatever?
Anna, I believe, is her name.
Now, I got somebody that's going to be coming on here in a minute that works in the kitchen. You work in the kitchen, right?
Wow.
And she's got a story to tell.
Whee!
About something that happened down there.
That would be cool.
Do you know?
No, I don't.
You may want to hang around and hear it.
You might want to hear it then.
So, come on.
Right over here.
We're going to have you switch seats.
I'm not running you off.
Just stay here. You can be my buddy.
Now you have to talk into the microphone.
Yeah.
Hello.
What is your name?
Kizzy.
Hi, Kizzy.
Hello.
Now, we've heard a lot about one of the spirits here. And wasn't the spirit's name Kizzy?
Yes.
Okay.
Probably the creepiest experience I've had here out of all of them.
All right. What we want you to do is tell us what happened to you in the kitchen. And how'd you guys find out about this spirit with the name of Kizzy?
Well, I found out about the spirit from one of the grandchildren of Elizabeth Johnson, who actually owned the building in our kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And her right-hand woman was Kizzy.
Yeah.
And then here I am
and
had years
the same
later
name.
With the same name.
So, what kind of things happened to you in the kitchen?
Oh, wow. A little bit all over the building, actually. In the kitchen, one time I was doing dishes. And I'm just in one of my zones, minding my own business, and somebody pulled my ponytail. So, at first I thought, just due to all the hours, that I was just exhausted. But then they pulled my hair three more times to let me know
that they wasn't
you're not
joking.
Exhausted yeah. at all. We're here.
Yeah.
And another time I was in a basement with my sister who used to actually clean here for us. And it was me, her, Tully, and my coworker, Doug, who's also another cook.
Mm-hmm.
And we were down there straightening up and a beer bottle top comes from one end of the wall to the other and spin in a circle and then stop. And then my sister starts screaming to the top of her lungs as if anybody could actually hear her. So I had to explain to her, they don't hear you. And then you're hiding behind the cart, but they see you.
Yeah.
So we're in a no-win situation here. So then we just called butt up steps.
Mm-hmm.
And that was crazy. And then actually on this floor, I come up here for privacy, if you know what I mean, to use the restroom.
Mm.
And somebody scratching in the next stall. And our bathroom door at this time, you would have to push really hard for it to shut.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and once again, I'm thinking, I'm just working too much. I'm just hearing things. And no, once again, scratch, scratch, scratch again. The next thing I know, the door goes boom. And pans down and all, I ran up out of here to the elevator, pushing the button like, oh my goodness, trying not to freak out.
Oh, man.
Pulling my pants up at the same time, trying to get out of there. And I came down and I was like, somebody's upstairs with me. But yeah. All my experiences, there hasn't been much people in the building with us.
When it happens.
So it's like, whoa. And that was like my first ghostly experience coming here.
Uh-huh.
But it also helped me deal with death to just be in a building.
Now, I know Tully has seen it, and he tells a lot of these stories too. But is he here when you're usually here too?
All of them, he's here.
Yeah.
Yes, I've heard kids in the kitchen when it's just me and him here. Nobody, no other businesses are open.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually seen them. It was a boy and a girl. And they would be in the kitchen with me while I'm working, giggling as if they were playing. So that was kind of cool because I never heard kids before.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of wild.
So how are you now that you know that there are spirits here?
I still get a little creeped out, but I'm used to it now. Usually when I hear things, I'm like, hey, I'm busy today, so we can't play today. So they usually don't really pick with me much. I think they like me.
Yeah, I think they like me.
So it's kind of cool.
They do that, of course. You know, if you let them know that there's a time when they can and can't, usually they go And leave you alone.
Yeah, they'll honor it.
Yeah, they honor that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always had friendly experiences, though. Even though it creeped me out,
yeah.
I've never really had, like, a negative experience.
Yeah, I don't think they mean to creep you out.
Yeah.
It's just they startled you, and you're...
Yeah. So I'm just, like, goosebumps everywhere, but it's okay.
I haven't seen anything that's actually been bad.
That's good.
No.
So.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
By the way, Henry?
Yes?
Your guys aren't in a closed room by yourself. There are other people in the background, right?
Yes.
I keep hearing what sounds like children laughing now and then. I'm like, there wouldn't be kids in there.
There are children down there.
Well,
there's
children around.
There was a baby crying earlier.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of people downstairs. They just filtered up here.
Yeah.
Student discounts on the alcohol, I guess. Oh, wait, no.
No. But, Vicky, is this the restroom where you've had experiences? It was the first floor? Okay. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I've never had experience on a first floor bathroom, but definitely up here often.
Yeah.
And I think I've seen Elizabeth before.
Okay.
I was on a third floor organizing.
Mm-hmm.
And right diagonal to my view was a lady in white.
Okay.
Then I looked again and she was...
What did she look like?
It was, she just had on all white. You couldn't really tell what she looked like, but she knew she was there. And I had on headphones.
Right.
And I can hear people's voices through my music.
Okay. Yeah.
So that was kind of cool too.
That is... If you're I don't want to say expecting it, but you are here and you're like, yeah, I may hear this, that would be really cool. If you're not expecting it, that would freak you out.
Yeah.
Huh? Elizabeth? Have you talked to Elizabeth?
I've never talked to Elizabeth, but the cool thing about Elizabeth, to me, is me and an ex-coworker, Tibby, she would always joke about Lizzie. So when her grandkid came in and told us her name, it was like, whoa, this is really happening.
Right.
But I mean, I've had great experiences. I've been here 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going anywhere soon, so.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm pretty, we're all family now. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
So, yeah.
Good. And we'll, I'm sure we'll be back again sometime to do our show.
Yeah, you'll see us again.
Yeah, we'll talk okay. about getting you on.
Yeah.
And who's this?
These are two of my children.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Well, that's good. Are you done working now? Or are you still working?
I'm banned that I've been here since 7:30. I'm hoping soon. But I have to check with my general all manager right.
Yeah.
First.
Well, we're not going to keep you. I want to thank you for taking the time.
Definitely. Any
yeah,
time.
Thanks.
Stories. So, like I told Vicki, our show will be put on podcast, and you guys will be able to listen to it later on.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Jeff will send the link and all.
He's another co-host.
Okay.
He's the voice that you randomly heard. That's Jeff, and there's
Got
Barbara,
you.
Too.
And we have Barbara, too.
So. We're just okay. the loud ones.
They're just not here with us.
Well, that's cool. So yeah. Can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
Do you guys experience...
I do
things?
All the time,
okay.
and he's
she
slightly
does.
Less off.
I'm not a sensitive, so I don't feel things.
More of a screamer.
Hardly ever. way to go.
I'd love to be here for that one day.
But I get lots of EVPs when we're doing recordings and stuff.
Yes, he gets a lot of third-party voices.
Right, but... I've never actually seen anything or sensed anything. I know these two here have.
Yeah.
I'm not like that. In a way, I kind of like that, so I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Well, and I've seen things since I was very young.
Oh, wow.
And every time I visit here, I see at least two different entities. There's a whole bunch of women that are upstairs, and then there's Boss down in the basement. And Boss knows I'm here, and he's just like, "Are you coming to the basement?" I'm like, "I don't know if I have the time, sir." But yeah, every time.
Wow.
Last year when we were here, we had somebody in the elevator with us on the fourth floor, and I see them, and they know I'm here. I've been charged at by different entities. I've had them float outside my window. I've had them tap on the window, have them appear over my bed. All sorts in the bathroom while I'm showering. I've had them walk right through a door, and they're just like, "Oh, look, you're taking a bath. I'm going to go now," and just U-turn and go the other direction through a wall.
Wow.
So, yeah, you name it. I think I've seen it, except for like really dark things. I haven't seen anything really dark.
So it's nothing to you.
No, not the herd.
So that
not.
Means Henry's. Going to be going on a ghost tour soon, hopefully.
Well, I go all the time.
Yeah. Oh, well. At Bryant's?
I've been here.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is what, third, fourth time
this
we've
is
done
the fourth
the show
time.
Here?
Third okay. time we've done the show. Fourth time we've been here. I'm a paranormal author, so I write about where I've visited, and one of the places that I go to is Mansfield Reformatory, the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio. It's a men's reformatory. Open from 1896 to 1984.
Were they on Ghost Hunters?
They have been
oh,
on Ghost
I've,
Hunters
I
and
may
Ghost
have
Adventures.
Seen those episodes.
Yes, and you would recognize a lot of the guys I've spoken to. And every single time I'm there, I see multiple former inmates.
Wow.
Yeah, they're quite chatty Cathys.
You know, me and her are a little bit more chatty than us, even though they say we talk too much. But...
That's okay. He muted me earlier in the show. Like,
that's hilarious.
Cat's been talking too long.
That's funny.
Anyway, so.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll see you again.
You would definitely.
Yeah.
Will.
Yeah. And let us know if anything else happens, because I'm always taking stories. I know Triops is always taking stories, so.
Yep.
Well, that's cool.
I'm not surprised you encounter people on that. On that side, I'm pointing to the 1921 room side. It's,
right.
You got ghosts on every single level.
Okay, so is Boss the only one in the basement?
On that side.
okay, because I got off the elevator one day and there's no wind down there and it was just dust flying everything where when the door came, so I know who that is now.
Yeah, that's Boz. He's a grumpy old man.
Oh, okay. I know how to handle grumpy old men, though.
Yeah. Not like this one. Jolly Roger over here.
Well,
that's
see now.
You're a pirate.
Gizzy, want to thank you for taking time to be with us.
Definitely.
Anytime. It. All right.
All right. Have a good day.
Yes. Go, night. Have a good evening.
You can go back and finish working now.
Yeah. Hopefully I'm out of here for tomorrow. So.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
Good time.
Well, enjoy your weekend.
I will.
It was nice meeting you guys.
Thank you. That's cool.
Yeah.
My son would love to talk to you.
I'll talk his ear off.
Since he was a kid, he's had a lot of experiences.
It can be very scary.
Yeah, I think he's kind of used to it now.
Yeah, you get used to the point where I've had a disembodied head float behind my car while I was driving in the middle of the night. And I just looked in my rearview mirror and there's this floating purple head. I'm like, oh, okay, you can go away now because I don't want you following me. You get very laissez-faire, just very bland about it when that happens. Oh, I think I've told something very shocking.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was not under the influence of anything.
That's what she says.
Okay.
Thanks.
On that note.
Yeah. Have a good evening.
Okay. Now we got the... Amanda back. Yes. Oh, unison.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Twinsies! Instead of
no,
James.
That wasn't weird at all.
Yeah. Oh, God. We're pod people. We got to go back up to our UFO after the show.
So, Jeff, you guys got questions?
I'm just fascinated and really wishing I could visit there as many times as I could.
Well, you're welcome to come, and you can stay with me and Patsy. We won't charge you $1 more than what a hotel would be. No, I'm just joking. You guys can come, either one of you, and feel free to come and stay with us. We don't care.
Yeah. So you can stay with me, too. Though I'm like an hour away.
She lives further away, so.
But I have a ghost cat. Well, you have a shadow person, so...
Yeah, I got a shadow person, so... So, once you are here in this place, you used to be able to sense things.
Yes.
You stopped that, though, right? Kind of?
Kind of. Now that I've joined the group and been around mediums and sensitives, yes. I think my sensitive side has
trying
come
to come back.
Up. Yep.
Yeah, try as you might to like suppress it, it
right?
just kind of goes.
And that just makes it even worse.
Yeah. Mm. As one of them walks up to us and they're like, talking about us.
Oh, you're talking about
another
me?
Another one, yeah. Tiffany. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have them coming out of the woodworks, and I don't mean the spirits. So.
Yep. Good night.
So how many spirits are there?
In this building?
Yeah, that you've counted.
The ones I've encountered definitely... So four upstairs, five, two... I'm counting.
Well, while she's counting, how many have you experienced?
I have only encountered the one downstairs that pushed me in that hallway. That's the only thing I have ever come in contact with. I have heard stories, I have felt things, but that's the only thing that has blocked out a view of something and run into me or touched me.
So do you know quite a bit of stuff about the building itself? I mean, the history, because you had to know the history in order to be able to go actually investigate.
Well, not really. We try not to give our investigators too much history so they don't come to their own conclusions. Oh, well, I saw this and...
Well, I mean, after you've done the investigation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I had a question from somebody from the chat room. And let me see.
And the answer is 10?
No, that's not the answer.
10 spirits you've seen here.
Yeah.
You personally.
Yeah.
Right. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Henry already forgot the question.
The answer is always 42. No, bacon.
There are 42.
The question was, are there any hidden areas there, like false doors, walled up rooms?
Yes.
Okay. Now let's talk about them. What has been walled up or hidden rooms?
In the basement, we believe that there may have been or may not have been the Prohibition tunnels,
mm-hmm.
or the Underground Railroad tunnels.
Yeah.
Because there are circular openings that used to be there, and now they are bricked up. And they travel from one side of the street to the other side of the street, up and down underneath every single building.
They go from the river all the way up here.
Back in the day, they used to call this, what, Little Chicago?
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I've seen an entity enter one of those from the basement.
Oh.
Yeah.
That I haven't seen.
Yeah. I saw that last year with James and Henry.
Right.
I was like, hey, look, there's a person who just walked into the wall. Oh, it's a Prohibition tunnel.
Yeah, that was one of the questions that Sherry had.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, my answer to that was not anymore. If there were any hidden tunnels. Like,
no,
hidden
there
things.
Are no more.
There are no more. We know where they are, right. But there were at one point.
So has any spirits ever revealed anything other than the first one that you had that showed you the stones? Has any of them in this building ever showed you anything?
No. Not
like flashing ghosts or something?
Oh,
no.
No. They wasn't any of them flashing ghosts.
Which would be
revealed information.
I thought ghost scavenger hunt. Just like the ghost trying to find things. Yeah, ghost scavenger hunt. That joke fell flat.
Right.
I want to know about the tunnels. What? They're not there anymore because they were filled in?
Yes.
Yeah.
They've well, been, okay. I don't know if it was filled in or just walled up.
Well, no, because...
Yeah, have you ever tried to break through and see how far...
So just the one building to another building to another building
has been
bricked
walled
down.
Off. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
So the history of Hamilton is
right.
What the question was? It was known as Little Chicago for a little bit during the 20s and 30s because of
that. Gangsters, Prohibition.
Well, not only that, you had the gangsters from Chicago and also the Purple Gang from Detroit. I love their name, the Purple Gang. That's so threatening.
Mm-hmm.
But you had 26 men massacred in one night for Prohibition. They were bootleggers. The police caught them, and it was just a massacre. You also had John Dillinger just a few blocks north of here.
Right.
He had one of his hideouts. So, and there's a famous, and I'm going to butcher this entire story, but there was a restaurant, not necessarily in this block, but here in Hamilton, that Dillinger and his gang would go visit. And this is in the time when they still had outhouses. And the police got a lead that the Dillinger gang was at this restaurant. And the owners of the restaurant were friends with Dillinger and his gang and told them to hide in the women's outhouse, not the men's. The police come in, they search the place, they don't find them, they go into the outhouses, they search the men's outhouse, not the women's. And they leave, they're like, oh, well, this lead is cold. And it was really quite hot, they just didn't completely search the place. There was Brothel Row, not too far away from here. It was all...
Yep, that was just a couple blocks over up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just all brothels, speakeasies, illegal gambling. Everything your little sinful heart could desire was here in Hamilton. And we had the bootlegging coming up from Cincinnati with probably, I'm going to just take a hedge guess, it's the whiskey distilleries from Northern Kentucky that were... George Remus's whiskey distilleries, who his wife haunts Eden Park.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. He gunned her down on the way to divorce court.
Oh, good for him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So the Eden Park.
Lawyers.
So we had a lot of bootlegging going on here in Cincinnati because we created the whiskey for it. And it would go up to Hamilton on its way to Chicago and Detroit.
And now you know.
So.
Because this is what my book's
I
about.
I know they're not going to have a ghost hunt here.
Not tonight.
But they've got, what, three of them scheduled for this month?
Yes.
And how many people do you have come in at a time
Anywhere between 20 and 30. I think 30 is our max.
And you break it up three floors?
Yep. And you get, normally we try to put one medium per group, two investigators, and maybe a camera person if we have enough people working that night. So there could be between, you know, 20 people per floor. But we don't investigate. We have all the equipment. We let you see all the equipment. You can handle our rods. You can ask us or ask the spirits questions. We do as little as we need to, and we let you take over and let you run with it.
Yeah.
And do it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you get a lot of people who has never been on an investigation, who doesn't necessarily believe in ghosts, but they want to come and just see what it is. A great place to start.
We're getting a lot of younger people now, too.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Now, what, and I know you guys can't give specifics on where you're going to be doing, but has TriOps got things coming up on the agenda?
We do. We have a private residence that we're doing next week, and then we start into our tours for the next 3 weeks, and then I think we take 1 week off, and then we have two more investigations, and then it's Christmas.
Oh my. You got a full year.
And then we start back up getting pretty heavy and pretty busy towards the end of winter into spring. And then we always take the summer off because everybody goes on vacation. Kids are out of school.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, ghosts don't hang around during the hot month. Oh, wait, no.
Right, they do.
They do.
I think they're a little more active when it's cold.
You think so?
I think so.
Do you think they feel hot and cold?
I would hope not. Because they can't put coats on or take coats off.
Right.
So they would be hot or cold all the time. That would suck.
That would be my opinion, too.
That just reminds me of a ghost story I remember from Unsolved Mysteries. It was the middle of winter, and a woman had her infant in the car with her, and they crashed. One car collision off of a road. And she perished immediately. But her child was still alive. So motorists were driving through, and it was a cold winter night, icy road and everything. And they see a naked woman standing next to the road, and they immediately stop because they're like, what? And then they found the car wreck. And it turned out they believe that it was the ghost of the mother trying to get attention for somebody to rescue her child.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure some lonely trucker would stop and say, hey, naked lady. Oh, wait, car accident.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You get stories like that all the time,
Which
turn out to be real. So what? What's the, I don't want to say the best investigation that you've been on, but should I say...
Most memorable?
Either most memorable or the one that had the most activity.
Am I allowed to talk about it someplace other than Ryan's Tavern?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
I talk about other things all the time.
So, McKenzie Law Office I can talk about?
Over here?
Yeah.
Which one that I was supposed to be going to go do my show in and now we can't?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well,
they aren't having anything to do with the paranormal right now.
No.
Yeah.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Because they have a lot of activity in the basement. And up in that attic. There was a fire there, so there was a mother and their child. I don't think that she was burned in that fire or anything, but I think she perished somewhere around. Because right across the street is that huge church that caught on fire like 3 times in like 50 years. So I think maybe they were trapped in there and just happened to show up in this attic. Well, they're always there. And when we went on our first investigation there, I brought my dog, Ziva. And when we went up into that basement, she was chasing around the child, the little boy. She was bouncing over all the air ducts, you know, the big old vents that were up there. And she was just having a good old time up there with the little boy chasing him around. But no, down in the basement, that is where I had my most memorable moment. There was a spirit just passing through. He did not belong to that building. He didn't, I don't even think he belonged in Hamilton. But he was just passing through on his way. And there's another spirit in that basement. We believe his name is Timmy. Well, this other spirit who was passing through started picking on Timmy. Well, one of our mediums went down there and was talking to him, you know, what is your problem? Why do you keep doing this? Oh, well, I'm such a, you know, a bad guy. And he was 14, 15 years old. So I go downstairs because things are starting to happen. I leave my dog upstairs and he starts getting in my face and I feel tingles all over. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, you're such a coward. You won't show yourself. You can't do anything. Then all of a sudden I was taken to a place in my head, not leaving the physical place, but every place that I would look, there would be snow and there were rocks in the snow, like cobblestones back in, I guess, 1880s or whatever. And he is showing me the dogs walking, like wild, not wild dogs, but feral dogs and mm-hmm. feral cats. And he would show me no leaves on the tree. And he showed me the smoke coming off the smokestacks on the building. And then he showed me how he used to eat because he was a street child and, well, he would catch these cats and kill these cats. Imagine what he would do with them before he would throw them on the fire to eat them.
Mm-hmm. And then he ate more meals. Oh, wait, no.
Right. Well, that's how he ate and survived that, and stealing coal off the coal trucks or going through the produce stand. I mean, he was showing me these things. I hadn't gone anywhere, but I'm seeing these things as I'm really there watching. And that really took me back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Well, that would explain why he would roam.
Right.
If he had no particular place.
Because that's what he did alive. Yeah. And I remember seeing his fingers were blackened, his nose was blackened. So either that was from the coal or possibly he died of frostbite because it was winter.
Could have been frostbite. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if it was, maybe it did show you how he died.
It's possible.
Because your fingers do turn black.
So
frostbite.
Did he end on moving on then?
We believe he did. I think we went back. I was not on the second investigation, but the second investigation, there was no evidence. The mediums mm-hmm. didn't pick up on him on the basement, so I'm hoping he moved somewhere else to pick on some other spirit.
Charming lad.
Ain't he?
Yeah. What is it with the basement spirits here? And they're just the most charming things in the world. I say as sarcastically as possible.
Now, you did the Elijah Morgan.
Yes.
What did you find in there?
Is it on the first floor? No, not on the first floor. On the second floor, on the top floor. Tiffany was with us. There is, I forget her name because it's been so long. There was a woman there, very, very proper, I guess, woman of the house. I was sitting on a chair, and this is in video that we have on our website, and I had rolled up my pant leg. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, back in the 1800s,
women
didn't do that.
Right.
So she thought it was that I was very, very improper, and she got very angry.
Oh.
And took her frustrations, because she couldn't take it out on me, took it out on Tiffany. So, and then we were seeing footsteps underneath doors on the backside, still on the second floor, underneath, I guess it would be now, the two bathrooms and what the Civitan Club uses for their meetings. So we're seeing feet from underneath the door from the outside.
Were you actually hearing footsteps?
Yes. And seeing them at the same time.
Okay.
And downstairs, mostly it's just weird feelings, cold breezes. I think we even had a video of an orb or two.
Mm-hmm.
But underneath the house, they had what we believe is, I don't even know why children go to the basement, but they used to use that as a root cellar.
Right.
So it was dug out.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's filled in now. But there's still, he was talking about, I don't remember which medium he was talking to, but one of the mediums said that there was a boy down there peeling root vegetables. So potatoes, carrots, turnips,
right,
something. Just sitting there peeling it. Mm-hmm. And that's what she saw. And then he was gone.
No. Oh.
Wow.
But there is a well down there, so with water and activity.
They did talk about that.
They did.
Right. There's a well that sits right underneath the main part of the house.
Wow.
I think that's a contributor to so much activity has stayed there.
And that basement is full of limestone. That's all it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh man.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got a creek that runs close by there, don't you?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And those huge oak trees. Those oak trees are probably 200 and 300 years old. They're, I couldn't even tell you how big around they were. They were huge.
They were good sized. Mm-hmm. Excellent. But the house itself, and I'm sure they had to do a lot of work to it.
No, actually, the people who owned it kept up on it.
Did it?
Oh, that's good.
Because it looked in pretty good shape.
It is in very good shape.
Yeah.
Some of the bricks on the outside look to be deteriorated just because it's 200 years old.
Right.
But it's a very well-loved house.
Yes. And it was since the time it was built.
Now, there's another old, I guess it's a log cabin. It's out toward Easton Woods.
Yeah.
What's the name of that place?
There is the Doty Farm.
Okay.
And there's also the DeWitt.
Okay. Have you been to both of those?
I went to the DeWitt just as a preliminary walkthrough, but I did the investigation at the Doty Farm. I was the lead investigator for that. That was my last training day.
Last training day, huh?
Right? Oh, so we had the whole team, and we had all of our tech stuff run, all of our cameras, and we had not a whole lot show up in evidence, but everybody was saying they're feeling things. Nothing showed up on evidence. And I was sitting downstairs with the cameras. I did not get to be out with my people feeling and seeing and investigating. I was sitting down the camera watching my people do what they do on camera. And then I watched all the footage later and found there is things there. We just didn't catch any of it on video.
Elusive.
Yes.
But you caught some of it on audio?
We caught some of it on audio. There we had three of our investigators sitting down on the floor upstairs in the main house. And downstairs, you're hearing footsteps and talking, like mumbling. Uh-huh. A man and a woman talking and footsteps. Like they're walking through the house talking, oh, this is what we did today.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Huh.
Footsteps like what you heard from me earlier?
Yes. Just like on the wood floors. Right. But the wood floors there were definitely uneven, but they had a real light carpeting. You know, the rolled carpets that you take outside? That's what they had. So you would hear it, but it was kind of muffled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But the talking was real low and just like they were having a conversation.
Huh. That's neat when you can catch stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really neat. I love to be able to do that. I just come back from Gettysburg a couple weeks ago, and I thought that was a really neat place. Of course, I didn't get to do a lot of going out trying to get EVPs because there was still a lot of people at the park over the weekend.
My family and I go to the vacation, not the ghost hunt.
It's a nice place.
Yeah.
I like the history of it and all. I plan on going back there sometime before too long. I know that you guys have the ghost hunts this month.
Yes.
But there's also something else that's going to be going on here. And maybe a lot of the listeners might even want to come to it. And that is, I believe it's October 31st, which is on a Friday.
Isn't it the 24th?
It's the 24th.
Our
Witch's Ball, yes.
The Witch's Ball.
Yes.
And everybody dresses like a witch, either. Except me.
I'm not dressing up as a witch this year either. I will be in Triops gear running live stream.
Are you guys going to... Are they going to be doing investigations kind of also?
We will be running
floor?
Tours that night.
Just tours?
Yes.
On the third floor?
Yes.
And the basement?
Yes.
Ah, your two hot spots.
Right? Mm. But I won't have to go. I get to sit and watch the cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's such a thrilling evening.
But, well, I still get to see things and orbs following people around or shadows following people around. Or
and
I even see people jumping when
like
they're sitting in the chair. Something touched me and they jump.
Yeah.
Those are always interesting watch.
And that will be boss.
It's interesting when you see two of our largest investigators sitting in chairs talking to each other, not seeing or paying attention to what's going around. And then all of a sudden you see their pant leg move like something pulled it, uh-huh. and then they jump out of their chair and run up the stairs like little girls.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, we don't know anybody like that. Oh, wait.
No?
No. We're just looking at
it. It's not me. Why do you look at me? I haven't jumped and run anywhere yet.
I've never seen you jump and run.
Yet.
He has warned us when it finally happens, don't be between him and the door.
That's it. Or you better be able to run faster than me.
I just let him go. I'm just like,
Barbara, I know you got some questions here. If has anybody got anything from the chat room lately?
No.
They might be all sleeping. I don't know.
No, they're all listening to the stories because they find them very interesting.
Well, so I know Barbara's got some questions, though, because she's been quiet all night.
I've just been listening. My goodness.
I know. But
there's a lot going on there.
There is, yes. Yes. It's a great little area to investigate.
Rich with history.
It is, because it's three buildings.
Oh, yeah.
And each one of them had, for a while, different shops. So we had in one, the furthest, was it south?
Yeah.
Yeah. You had a men's shop, a tailor, hats, and they went through a whole bunch of different
owners.
They even
had a butcher shop.
Yeah, there was a butcher shop.
There's a slide downstairs for throwing meat down, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then the center area, it was, the music hall was next door.
This was the dress shop.
This was the dress shop. And then eventually the center and the southern sides became Woolworth's department store. Mm-hmm. And then we had Johnson's restaurant on the north side. That was Johnson's for a really long time.
I remember as a kid coming here to Woolworth's.
Mm-hmm. I've been to a Woolworth's, so. But there's been a lot of activity. There's been a lot of life happening here. And right. I think that also attributes to a lot of the variety of spirits that have managed to, they just hang around.
And they come here, they see all the people that come and go, and they, hey, I want to set up shop here.
Yeah.
And they stick around.
Yeah.
And now they're going to hang around even more now that Vicky's going to be leaving out drinks.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's maintained a lively atmosphere, and I think that's why they stick around. Yeah. So, we are riveted with the stories, Swamp Lady.
Well, when you stop and think about the history of what must have been there during the Prohibition era,
mm-hmm.
And the speakeasies that were happening and the brothels that were happening, and I'm sure they look at this as the tavern, at least, as a familiar
their atmosphere.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially a lot of the, at least with my experiences, the spirits that are in the basement are Prohibition era spirits.
Yes.
And very much so, especially Boss.
Yes.
And he's by far the most prominent one. I've seen him numerous times. I've seen his full...
Well, he gets all of his energy from all those electrical panels that are down there.
Mm-hmm. So I've seen him swing his arm in the doorway, in between. I've seen him go like great radio right here.
Right?
Yeah. Swing his hand and arm, like kind of getting my attention. And then he was mad when I actually caught him. He was just like, and then he hid around the beer kegs.
Yeah.
He likes to hide in the beer kegs because I've seen him twice in there. The second time I looked right at him and he turned and looked at me and was just like, oh, snap. Like, she's seen me. And then that same time, I saw him exit into the elevator area, and I was just like, Henry, I saw his cotton pant leg, basically, run through. And then a different gentleman was the one that I saw run into the Prohibition tunnel that had been blocked up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a much younger guy, and I just saw his back and just made a left-hand turn and went right into the tunnel. I was like, well, he's a runner. He's fetching something.
Yep. And I haven't seen anything that exciting.
Yeah, Boss, you don't want to see him full on. I can imagine wanting to suppress things, because he's not a nice gentleman. Grumpy is a nice word for him. Irritated by everyone and everything living is a good way of saying it. He doesn't like being discovered, and he hates myself and Tiffany and the two other psychics, because we're just like, air right there.
Yep.
I see you clear as day. Mm-hmm. You're hiding in the beer kegs again.
And then tell all the people that we're running tours with, hey, look over here with your cameras and pictures. Your video cameras and take your pictures while he's standing right there.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure he's the guy that rushed you.
Probably.
Yeah, because that's a very him thing to do.
I'm sure it was.
And you could just go, ah, boss, you can try to scare me, but you really don't.
Yeah.
Now, our time is running down pretty quickly. Is there any questions that you want to ask us? Oh, I see smoke. I see smoke coming out there.
Out my ears?
I see a mysterious like smirk.
A complete question mark above her head.
No, it's like, do I dare ask this question that just popped into my head?
No.
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 Not on the air, anyway.
Oh.
Uh-oh. And now I'm worried.
Well, Amanda, I want to thank you and all the others, Vicky and Kimmy, that's been on.
Kizzy?
Or Kizzy, I'm sorry.
Kizzy.
And everybody just loved the stories. And these are the kind of shows that we like to have, that the people get to listen to these type of stories.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're so involved listening, they're not typing in the chat room.
Not very much, anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that next time we're here doing a show, or wherever else TriOps has us go to do a show, we'll probably see you there and get a talk.
That would be fantastic.
Because, you know, there's a couple places that they have talked about for us to go to, but it's never got set up yet.
Oh, sure.
And so I'm looking forward to some of the other places that he was talking about. For us to get to. And I think the log houses that you was talking about up toward Oxford, I think those are a couple of the places that he was also talking about. So
they're very interesting places. They have a lot of history. They have a lot of things going on there. I was not privy to experience any of it when I was there.
Before our show ends, can you give us some of TriOps information if people want to visit the website or anything?
Our website is TriOps 513, so it's TRIOPS513.com. And all of our information is on there, and we also have a Facebook page, and it's TriOps Paranormal on Facebook.
On Facebook. You can go there and be friends with them.
Absolutely.
And follow them.
And we're always putting stories on there, new pictures from places we've been, upcoming events.
Yeah, and if you look on there, you'll even see pictures of the
Henry.
Paranormal View.
No, just Henry.
Just Henry.
Just Henry. Just that bone I picked last week.
At least we have a link for you to go.
Yeah, you do have a link. It never got corrected.
Yep.
So
our fault or somebody else's?
I don't know.
Yeah, I saw the photo on the TriOps Twitter page today of just Henry all by himself.
Yep.
Yeah, that's on the TriOps.
Oh, that's right. It's on Twitter, too.
What's so great is it's so wide. It's like nobody wants to come talk to him. Because he got the empty chairs, and he's just like sitting there, and he's almost being like, anybody? Hello? Anybody?
It's the way it normally is, though.
Well, they see radio, and they don't want to come over. I don't want to be on the radio. I don't want people to hear my voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, your Twitter is at TriOps_GH99.
Ah, that's, yep.
There
it's been
you
a while
go.
Since I've All been right. on Twitter.
All right, before we jump off, Jeff, you want to give out all your stuff real quick?
Absolutely. We can go to my website, which is jeffgould.net, GEOFFGOULD.net. And if you add the /2011pnv.htm, that's my Paranormal View Hub page, where you can look up different reports of all our previous shows right there on the page, or embedded podcasts. But if you go to the report page, there'll be more detail, like their website and their Twitter and Facebook pages and such. Our official website is theparanormalview.com. Facebook, do a search for The Paranormal View. There we are. We're community, not magazine. Please like our page, because we do post interesting things throughout the week, both fascinating, creepy, and often humorous, sciencey, nature, all sorts of cool stuff. We're on Twitter, which Kat will give out, but I'm over there at Real Badger. So if you look up Real Badger, all one word on Twitter. Follow me, please. I'm almost up to 1,000.
And Kat?
Okay, everyone, you can follow my paranormal shenanigans at www.katkloko.com, KatKlokow.com. Also, you can follow the Paranormal View on Twitter at Paraview Radio.
All right. Next week, we have author Deborah Moffitt.
She's not really the author, you know.
Huh?
She's not the author. She's the subject of the book.
Oh, okay. Well, subject of the book. Anyway, it's called A Deadly Haunting.
Yep.
And we will have her on next week.
It will be an interesting show. I've heard her speak.
As always.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to thank everybody for being on tonight, Amanda, and everybody in the chat room. Appreciate it. So next week, stop by again at the same time. Until then, this is Henry Foister.
Jeffrey Gould.
Barbara Duncan.
Kat Kloko.
And we will see you next week at the same time. So good night, everybody.
Good night.
That was fun.
Visit us again if you dare. You've been listening to the Paranormal View on the Para-X Radio Network. The